Yeah, we got that. That was Boomtown Rats. She's So Modern. This is Kevin with you on the Monday Magazine until 4 here on Vectis Radio. And our special guest this week, Pete Stockman, has arrived a little bit early. Hello, Pete.
Hi, Kev. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. We're friends.
We're friends. Yeah.
We're going to have a chat. It's official. Pete, you're here because I know you're leaving the Isle of Wight after a long acting career here. So first of all, tell everybody why you're going. How could you possibly leave the Isle of Wight?
Well, it's very difficult, Kev, but as you know, I work in the health service and I'm a biochemist, so I work behind the scenes, and I've just been promoted to a chief job at Dorchester. So
wow.
I'll be commuting over on a Monday, coming back on a Friday, so yeah. It'd be nice, really. We could get the weekends free, it'd be cool. So not really leaving, but because of that, the acting will have to take a bit of a spot on the old back burner there for a while.
Yeah.
Until I'm sort of settled in, really.
Okay, how's that going to feel for you, because acting has been your life, hasn't it?
It's going to be very, very difficult, Kev. I mean, I started out in I was surprised, actually. I did look back in my little book and I saw that I actually started in 1995 on the island.
Wow.
I did Panto at the Medina. I remember it well, with Hilary Hall.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting. So it was something I enjoyed on the mainland.
Yeah.
And then got back into it. And
okay.
Like I say, since then, I think I've done about 97 shows since...
About 97,
according to my little book. So, and a mixture. I'm very fortunate to have a mixture of not only amateur shows, but also dipped into the professional world as well.
Yeah,
so,
okay. But how did you get into it in the first place?
Well, that's really interesting. I always enjoyed it at school, and it's not the sort of thing that my dad would have said, oh, go away and become an actor, my son. Not really... the sort of thing one did then.
No.
So, and obviously my dad was a manual labourer, so again, yeah. I think it would be a bit strange. These days, acting's very much seen as a professional career, but
yeah.
Then I think my dad would have laughed at it if I'd have said, yeah. Oh, I'm going to be an actor, Dad.
So it's not something that runs in the family, then?
No, not at all, not at all.
So where did it come from for you?
For me, I think it's just part of presenting, effectively. I mean, there's always a lot of my job is to do with education and teaching. So I suppose it grew out of that. And also that I think when you work in a very sort of high-pressure job, you need a release, and acting for me is that release.
What age were you when you started doing acting seriously?
Interesting. So I mean, it was my first professional job was actually in 1998, so then I was 35.
Was that here on the Isle of Wight?
Yes, it was, yeah. I actually was very fortunate to be picked to play in The Importance of Being Earnest. I played Algernon Moncrief, who's supposed to be the young, flighty one, which I found quite amusing at 35. But I think the old baby face came in there, I think.
And you've still got it, Pete. Yeah.
and I think from there, that sort of taught me the discipline and made me think, oh, I'd quite like to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned up for my first rehearsal, for instance, and James Pellow, a very well-known Island actor, was actually the director, and he was actually playing Jack Worthing.
Yeah.
And everyone was off book on the first rehearsal.
Yeah.
And we opened in 2 weeks. So it's quite weighty, Important to Being Earnest. So
yeah.
So I sort of thought, well, how do they do that? So, obviously, then I discovered the joys of the dictaphone and reading lines over and over again.
Yeah.
And went on from there, really, and haven't really looked back.
Okay.
It's been fantastic.
Okay. What other professional stuff did you do?
Well, because of the nature of Shanklin Theatre at that time, you would do a sort of a show, you'd do a book musical like Annie or something like that once a week.
Yeah.
And then I also would be involved in the plays there.
Yeah.
I didn't really do review shows very much, so I haven't really got a fantastic singing voice. It's all right, but it's not fantastic.
Yeah.
But really just doing that once a week for like 38 weeks.
Yeah.
Starting in April and finishing in October.
Crikey.
And then a month off and then back for the panto.
And did all that change because of work? Were you tempted at one stage to say, let's be a professional full-time?
I don't think I ever wanted to be a professional full-time, simply because I have a very good job and it's very well played. And my wife, Tracy, is a professional actor. She did about 15 years in the West End. Okay. She's from the island, so now she works on the island again. And it's quite a hard life being an actor. It must be the only job in the world where everyone would do that job for nothing.
Yeah.
I can't think of anyone else saying to me, oh, Pete, I'll do your job at the hospital for nout, if you like.
Yeah. Okay. So your challenge has always been, because I've known you, well, a few years, is been juggling that quite high-pressure job that you have with the fact that you're very much in demand to do stage performances as well.
Absolutely, Kev. I work a variety of shifts, so like encompassing lates and earlies, and the balance of that is that, you know, if you're off on a day, you've got time, and that's always been the challenge for me, particularly as Tracy and I, as you know, have two small children as well, so it can be quite challenging.
Yeah, I know. But let's move on. Yeah, let's have a bit of music, and we're going to hear some words from the sponsors who make Victus Radio possible. And after that, we'll have a couple of bits of music, and then we'll be back chatting with Pete a bit more. Yeah, welcome back to the Monday Magazine on Victus Radio. This is Kevin with you till four, and I'm having a chat with Pete Stockman, my good mate and a great actor who's leaving the Isle of Wight very soon for a new life, new job, or in Dorchester. It's not goodbye, it just means he won't be acting very much anymore, so that's why he's here. So Pete, we were chatting earlier about what you reckon your best part was, the best experience. Tell us what it is.
Well, I mean, I was very fortunate, Kev. In 2002, I was cast as Mozart in Amadeus with the Ad Lib Theatre Company. And that was fantastic. I had to learn how to play the piano, which I don't do, and speak Italian and French and German fluently, which is quite interesting. And it was just such a fantastic thing to get to do. I mean, who wouldn't want something like that? We had a setup where, although I don't play the keyboard, I was taught by a pianist how I would be emotive during playing pieces and where my hands would go on the keyboard. And then the sound was rigged up to come from inside the piano. So when I'd be playing, it looked like I was actually playing. And several people would came up to me afterwards and said, oh, Pete, I didn't realise you could play. And I'd say, look, I'm really sorry, I can't. But it was just such a fantastic experience. And I obviously did very well at the Theatre Awards that year, and I won Best Supporting Actor. I never really think of myself as an out-and-out lead. I'm very, very much happier in that supporting position.
Why is that?
Well, I'm not your typical handsome young man for a start. I'm a short-ass balding bloke, so...
So neither handsome nor young, is that what you're saying?
That's basically what I'm saying, yeah. Any part that calls for a middle-aged short bloke, I'm your man. But that was a fantastic experience. And again, because I was putting a role like that around, you know, two nights a week at Shanklin in rep, really. Yeah. So again, at that time I was doing Annie, as well as doing another review show with Ventnor, and also appearing in the summer season at Ride Theatre with Whitgar Productions, who were doing a rep for 7 weeks. So it was very challenging to pull off a really great performance, I felt.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks, Pete. You're going to stay with us till after the news, and we'll have one more chat, which is fantastic. But meanwhile, let's have a bit of music to take us up to the hour, and then Pete and I will be back for a bit more chat.
Turn you on.
Robert Palmer. Didn't mean to turn you on. This is Kevin here on the Monday Magazine on Vectis Radio with you till four. And I've got Pete Stockman with me. Pete is an actor of, well, I was going to say of ill repute then, but no, a well-respected actor on the Isle of Wight. He's leaving soon to take up a new job in Dorchester. Is that right, Pete?
That's right.
Yeah. So, Pete, when you first started your acting on the island, it was mainly with Shanklin Theatre, wasn't it?
That's right, with David Redston and with the sort of local rep company there.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, because it's sort of come full circle, because as you now know, Shanklin Theatre is a not-for-profit business venture, a community-based theatre. And obviously now I'm actually one of the directors of the theatre, which is a weird thing, really. But as you probably know, the theatre itself is going from strength to strength, getting some really big names there now, which is great news, because it is a fantastic place, and it would be such a shame to lose theatres.
Okay.
I sort of come full circle there, really. And bizarrely, a few years ago, formed my own company. And actually started putting on a summer production there, and it's interesting to go from those big sort of book musical things to things where there's only four of you on stage, and mainly doing pratfalls and comedy stuff, because that's what I like to do as I get older, and I like it.
And what was your thinking behind doing were your company's called Two's Company, isn't it? It is
I mean, it started off with just Tracy and myself doing a play, a two-hander.
Just Tracy's your wife?
Yeah, absolutely. And we did a play called Secret Lives of Henry and Alice, written by my favorite playwright, David Tristram. And I played 27 characters in 2 hours, which is quite challenging.
Yeah.
And particularly acting with your wife, it's even more challenging, because she'll pull you up on all the things you've done wrong. it was a really good thing. And since then, Two's Company have performed a series of Inspector Drake comedies, again written by Tristram, throughout the summer season. And they've been very successful. And it's important for the theatre to have plays going on. You know, it's a different demographic of people who come to see a play than see a book musical.
You know,
the Best of the West End Review show, for instance, that's on at Shanklin, is sold out nearly every week. And most of those people are not from the island. They're holidaymakers looking for entertainment in the evening.
Oh, that's amazing. And so 20 years of acting on the Isle of Wight, you've mentioned what your favourite role was, which was in Amadeus.
It was, yeah.
Can you pick out some of the highlights of shows that you really stick in the memory for good reasons or bad reasons?
Yeah, no, absolutely. some of my favourite things are taking the mick out of Shakespeare, actually. So I've particularly enjoyed the complete works of William Shakespeare, which are performed at the Ventnor Fringe with Joe Plum and Robbie Gwinnett. Great fun, absolutely madcap.
Was that last year?
It was all the plays, all 37 plays in 2 hours, which is quite a challenge. And we very much enjoyed that, particularly at the Fringe. Yeah. The sort of thing that made me think, this is why I do acting. Great fun and great company.
And
of course, over the years, I've worked with some really fantastic people. Fiona Gwinnett, of course, one of the best known actors on the Isle of Wight, I think, and almost certainly one of the greatest, I better say that, really. Mm-hmm. And of course, the Reddings, some bloke called Kev Wilson who writes things.
Does he?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
He's quite versatile as well, isn't he, Kev?
He keeps saying that, although I've yet to see it myself.
Yeah, far more versatile than Fiona Gwinnett, it has been said.
Well, I think it's only been said by Kevin Wilson. So I've got to disagree on that one. But I think it's... I would say to anyone, if you want to go and challenge yourself and have good fun at the same time, then there are plenty of outlets for theatre where you can really get involved.
Yeah. And I should say at this point that Pete's final performance, we think, on the Isle of Wight was in a play what I wrote called Dilemma at Trinity Theatre, and it turned into a bit of a tribute night for you, didn't it?
It was really nice, and I was really touched that the entire audience were people that I'd been involved with my theatre, really. It was really lovely to look out and see people who I admire there. And, of course, totally unknown to me, had actually been invited to see that. And that was a really lovely thing.
Yeah.
Even my wife actually came to see it, which should have twigged that something was up, really.
Yeah, but she did walk out at half time.
Yeah, there is that. Yeah. Don't worry. She probably gave me notes in the car on the way home.
Yeah, but could you seriously, for people who maybe aren't involved in theatre at all, can you explain what it is that makes you want to do this and has made you keep doing it for 20 years when you've got a pretty full life without it, with work and family? What is it that makes it so appealing?
Well, I think for me, Kev, it's part of the challenge of doing something different to what you do for a living, but also the sheer enjoyment of it, the being free, the being not yourself on stage. You know, I'd hate it if people came and saw me in something and said, oh, I saw Pete Stockman tonight, because I don't think I'm that sort of person. I sort of work a lot on bringing it. And it's interesting how even if you're just doing it because, you know, you like the people you're with, to me, it doesn't matter about the quality of what you're doing.
No.
If you're enjoying it,
if
you're not enjoying it, then it's the worst place in the world to be.
Yeah, because there is a bit of an issue, I think, isn't there, about in a mindset about what professional is and what amateur theatre is. Do you subscribe to that difference, or is there a real major difference?
I think that the main difference for professional companies is that they're actually bringing something that is the quality of what they're doing, the people who you've got actually doing it, is probably better.
Yeah.
But you can learn an awful lot just by watching.
Yeah.
You know, I quite often like to go and see a performance that I'm not involved with in any way, just to see what other people are doing. And certainly if you look at consummate actors, that's what they do. You can always learn. And I think that's a great thing.
Yeah. And without talking yourself into problems, how would you sum up the way maybe amateur theatre's changed on the Isle of Wight in your 20 years? It sounds like it's, you know, goodbye Pete, but it's not. Because you aren't leaving the island.
No.
But it'd be useful to have your take on it. Has it changed a lot in that time?
I think the quality of what's being done is improving, actually. Mm. It's quite interesting. Before, people were very sort of compartmentalised in their own area. So you'd like, I don't know, you might only do theatre in freshwater or whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas now, I think people tend to move around more. And obviously, you've got these fantastic young actors coming through who can do it all. It's quite sickening for old men like myself that you have these guys who, you know, because they're coming at it from a different way.
Yeah.
They're sort of not seeing it as their hobby. They're having lessons at school, all of those things that... When I was at school, drama was an extracurricular activity.
Yeah.
Now it's mainstream.
Yeah.
And I think that's brilliant. Go see some youth productions. Go and see the quality that is on offer here on the island.
Very
I think you
true.
Would be amazed by it.
It is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and still improving. So
yeah, absolutely, Kev.
Yeah. So that's why you're leaving, Pete, is it?
Sadly, I can't get Principal Boy anymore. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I think the Zimmer may be encompassing me or something.
Yeah, you look good in tights, though, still, Pete. Right. But anyway, it's been fantastic talking to you, as always. It's not goodbye, as we said.
No.
It just means that maybe your stage career is on hold for a while.
I think so.
But we'll still see you around at the Isle of Wight, and no doubt we'll see you in theatres watching other people sweat, won't you?
You certainly will. And obviously, I'll still be involved at Shanklin Theatre on the board.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to continuing that
Good.
Role.
Good news. But anyway, thanks for coming in, Pete.
Lovely. Thanks, Kev.
And we'll see you soon.
All right, mate.